I talked with the Lord many nights by my bedside. I asked His forgiveness as I knelt to pray. And if I could repay, I'd be only too willing. For He died on the cross just to save me from sin. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, when His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. To the far distant shore, many friends have gone from me. They're singing the victory of God's love I know. To the valley of death, I'll be led by Jesus. He will carry me through, though I'm weak and low. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rose call up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rose call up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast in His way and His love. He's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See, on the portals is waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me? Why should we linger and heed not His mercy? Mercy's for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. Time is now fleeting, the moments are passing, passing from you and from me. Shadows are gathering, death's night is coming, coming for you and for me. Come home, come home, you are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. Oh, for the wonderful love he has promised, promise for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home, you are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. Oh, for the wonderful love he has promised, promised for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home. You are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home.
There's something going on in Mount Zion. What's that song they're singing? What's that song? There's something going on in Mount Zion. Saints are coming home. There's something going on. I'm standing at the Jordan. I'm gazing towards Mount Zion. I see the throng that gathering, and I hear the people sighing. The journey's been so long, still the travel seems so strong. There's something going on, there's something going on. There's something going on in Mount Zion. What's that song they're singing? What's that song? There's something going on in Mount Zion. Saints are coming home. There's something going on. That's the brightest land I've seen. As I'm gazing toward Mount Zion, I see them dressed in white. As they're following the light, there's little children playing. I can hear the elders singing. You know there's something going on. See, their saints are coming home. There's something going on in Mount Zion. What's that song they're singing? What's that song? There's something going on in Mount Zion. Saints are coming home. There's something going on. I've made my preparation to enter Mount Zion by grace through faith and the one who made a way. And now he's my brother, and his father is my father, and he bids me home. There's something going on. There's something going on in Mount Zion. What's that song they're singing? What's that song? There's something going on in Mount Zion. Saints are coming home. there's something going on. I've made my preparation to enter Mount Zion by grace through faith and the one who made the way. Now is my brother and his father is my father. And he bids me home, there's something going on. There's something going on in Mount Zion. What's that song they're singing? What's that song? There's something going on in Mount Zion. Saints are coming home. There's something going on.
There's something
going on in Mount Zion. What's that song they're singing? What's that song? There's something going on in Mount Zion. Saints are coming home. There's something going on.
That's something, that's the restoration of all things. You and I, we're only people that can tell the world what's going on. The people around the world, it's just fighting in Israel. But see, you and I, we know what's going on. We know what's behind all these fights and these wars. It's Satan. He's trying to stop God's program because he knows his time is short. He's coming down having great wrath because he knows his days are pretty much numbered. And 3 years from now, he's no more. And he knows that. So what he's trying to put all forces in to try to stop God's program from going on. That's why these Iranians, that's what's going on in Iran. It's the restoration of all things. They're getting tired of that dictatorship. And it's all around the world. That's why God gave Trump that assignment. Get rid of the dictator, like he did down in Venezuela. He went down and captured that piece of garbage and put him in prison, and he's going in for court. That's what's going on behind Trump. It's the spirit of the living God fulfilling scriptures. The restoration of all things. It's right here before people's eyes, and yet they go down the road of life so casually, thinking it's just a fight, thinking it's just a Trump blowing off a little bit of steam. No, it's God restoring all things, the restoration of Israel. Not only Israel, the restoration of all things all around the world. You see how God is getting rid of the dictators. And it'll just continue right over into the day of the Lord. And when the Lord comes back, there's a lot of people that's going to keep fighting and fighting till the very end. And when Jesus comes, they'll see to the rocks fall on us, onto the mountains cover us. And here we're in a society. That whole right thing is exactly the same thing as that Iranian thing. It's just religion. It's just corrupted religion. And it works through these dictators. These preachers in the pulpit, they're just not but a bunch of dictators. And when we speak so plainly, they think we're hating them. We're doing hate thing and all that. No, we're telling people the truth. What is going on in Mount Zion? What's going on all around the world? People just kind of take it like just another day at the park, but it's not. It's God restoring all things because behind it is the spirit of the living God fulfilling scriptures. It's the last day, that's what it's going to be like. It's going to be a terrible time to be living here at this end time because mm-hmm. Satan has infiltrated every aspect of society. And he's done a very good job at it mm-hmm. because we can't talk to nobody. They think we're crazy. So they chill us out and they cut us off. But there's a few diehards. They know that there's something here that's real because that truth has a way of getting into a person's heart if that heart is right. And if that truth can't find a logic place in your heart, then God will give you a strong delusion that you'd rather believe a lie. Believe the lie that the other right thing is it. It's not it. It's nothing but the same thing as an Iran. And it's just that simple. We're just trying to put a spotlight on what's actually going on right now.
How great it is to serve a living God. Who knows each breath I take and every path I trod. How great it is to serve a God that's real, who sees my every tear, and he knows just how I feel. How great it is to serve a living God, who knows each breath I take, and every step I trod. How great it is to serve a God that's real, who sees my every tear, and he knows just how I feel. How great it is to serve a living God, who knows each breath I take, and every step I trod. How great it is to serve a God that's real, who sees my every tear, and he knows just how I feel.
I listen as a man cried out to his gods of a wooden stone, and it broke my heart to see all the tears he shed alone. For I knew that it was hopeless, and he would not receive an answer from the gods he served that cannot hear or see. How great it is to serve a living God, who knows each breath I take, and every path I trod. How great it is to serve a God that's real, who sees my every tear, and he knows just how I feel. So I fell down on my knees to pray, like so many times before, and I only asked my God to hear my prayer once more. And it seemed like the heaven just opened up, and I could hear him say, yes, my child, I hear you. What do you need today? How great it is to serve a living God, who knows each breath I take, and every path I trod. How great it is to serve a God that's real, who sees my every tear, and he knows just how I feel.
Matthew chapter 4. Verse 4. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. But he answered, that's Satan going to Jesus, trying to divert him. But he answered, it is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Und er antwortete ihn und sprach, es steht geschrieben, der Mensch lebt nicht vom Brot allein, sondern von einem jeglichen Wort, das durch den Mund Gottes geht. Heavenly Father, we just read your word. I just pray you come down, Lord, and give us the insight and the wisdom how to execute this very important scripture here. But first of all, Lord, we just want to give you thanks for another day of life. It's protecting for us from all the enemies that we're surrounded with, all these terrors there in every aspect of society. They've surrounded the whole world. They break into your home and do this home invasion thing that's happening all around the world, and you've kept us safe and sound, Lord. We just give you thanks for it. We just pray you continue to protect us and our children and all the people that you put under our watch, Lord. And if you don't protect us, we'll just fall by the wayside, Lord. We just pray you'll help us with your word. It's a very important scripture here where we realize there's a Satan out there China has the people of the world seduced, that there is no devil, there is no God, and they've fallen asleep, sleep at the wheel, and they just believe the lies that's been perpetrated from this enemy here. We have to realize we have an enemy of our souls. He does not want us to get to heaven, and he's coming down having great wrath, and he's doing everything he can to prevent people from going to heaven. He uses religious people in the pulpit to do his dirty work, Lord. And they're so caught up in it that they think they're doing God a service with their traditions and all their things that they have. They substitute for Christianity, Lord. We just pray you'll open the hearts of the people. Because if you don't open up their hearts and you don't give them the understanding, Lord, that this is it, this is that last call for salvation, Lord. And all we're doing, if you don't open their hearts, we're just beating our gums together, Lord. And it's just a bunch of gibberish to a lot of people, Lord. And we just pray, if you don't open the hearts, Lord, it's just going to be nothing. They just won't understand it. This is that message for these closing days of time. This is that living water that your word talks about. We just pray you'll open the hearts of the people. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And
the other night, I guess yesterday morning, that's what came to me. See, we're not doing our own thing here. This is just the Lord's program. It's got nothing to do with us. We're just trying to do our job, because we've been given an assignment before the foundation of the world. And it took us a lifetime to find out what God has called us to do. And even these closing days, he's given us a job. Like I say, it took us a lifetime to find our place in Christ, because he has a place for each and every one of us to do our job. But see, people are caught up in this religion, and then they think that religion, wearing that dress code, doing whatever that leadership tells you to do, thinking that's the way to heaven. That's the way out to hell and death, because Satan has found a way and a substitute to divert people out to hell and death, and people don't even know it. But see, you and I, we've sought this thing all our life. We've sought the Word of God all our life. We've saturated ourselves when we look back how God has moved on us when we were young. Right? When 6 years old, the Lord began to deal with me. And then one day, he can't buy my way saved. He gave me eternal life. But that was just the beginning of the journey. And then he led me on, because he knew he's got a job for us to do. We're just doing our job. There's nothing special about us at any stretch of the imagination. We're just doing our level best. That's all we've ever done in life. No matter what we were doing, when I was electrician, I was trying to do the best that I knew how. And when we were driving truck, we did the best that we knew how, because it's just our makeup. We're just doing our job. And here it's the same thing. We're just doing our job. We found out our place in Christ, and then the Lord led us to the ministry of Brother Branham, and then to Brother Jacks when he passed away, and then he found us faithful and true to deliver this here meat and due seed, to deliver that living water that the Revelation talks about. And if you don't come on board, if you don't believe what we're saying, you're just not going to make it. It's just that simple. It's not something that we made up. We didn't wake up one morning and decide that's what we're going to know. No, the Lord dealt with us when we were young. And we're just doing our job. We're just trying to fulfill, to be faithful and true, because we want to go to heaven. And we don't have a guarantee that we'll even make it yet, because we got to endure to the end. We don't know what's still up the road here for us. If we're going to be able to make it true. But we had every purpose and every intention to make it true. That's why we're doing these sessions here. And the Bible says, you know, God has given us a word. God has given us a responsibility. God has given us a job to do, and that's all we're doing. And whoever wants to come aboard, he's welcome to come, because the grace age is over. There's no more, and there's no more wishing it was still beyond, because the great age is simply to call out the bride for the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you miss that opportunity, there's thousands upon thousands of Hutterites that missed that opportunity just because they wasted away living in a compound an occult that's controlled by Satan, and when we speak so plain, they think we're blaspheming. No, it took us a lifetime to find out what's wrong with that system or something not right there. And the Lord had to show me. I seen the spirit of that thing. And once you see the spirit of a thing, I couldn't eat for 3 days and sleep for 3 days because it's such a diabolical, satanic spirit that's controlling these Hutterites for the last 600 years or however long, maybe for the last 2,000 years because Satan, they adopted Satan's program that was introduced to the church at Nicaea around 325 AD, and they're still holding on to that diabolical system. That Satan, that phony, satanic water baptism that Satan has hijacked, and that he took the people out into the dark ages, and the other, they're still saturated with that diabolical, satanic baptism, and they think they're doing God a service. They think it's real. It's Satan's counterfeit, and we've been trying to tell that all throughout the grace age. The people that believe water baptism in Jesus' name, they had to go underground. They were persecuted. They were burned at the stake. They were terrorized from the Roman Catholic Church. And here's the same thing. Here in the last closing days, the Lord signed me after we searched and we dug and we found out that thing is of the devil. That thing is Satan's counterfeit baptism. And here these Hutterites, every year they go baptizing and to make an pact with the devil. And we tell them these things, they think we're crazy. I had a meeting when I was under kangaroo court one day, and I told him that baptism that you have is of the devil. And he let me know he got till sundown to get out of here. Because, see, I wasn't dealing with people. I was dealing with the demonic forces of hell. That's what I was dealing with. That's why they couldn't accept truth. And then at the end of the day, they terminated me. I'm not complaining because throughout all that, the Lord allowed us to see what that thing is all about. It's just the same thing that's going on over in Iran. It's just like these Gohamis and these leaders over in Iran. A few years ago, they killed that girl simply because she didn't have her head covering on. Mm-hmm. Same thing happens here. A few years back over in Hidden Valley here, that Paul from Rosebank, who was still living in Hidden Valley, this girl, she was 8 months pregnant. She was out hoeing the garden, and I know I said it before, she was out hoeing the garden, and she just untied her head covering. And he found out about it. I guess his wife reported her, and she's just another religious zealot. And then in the evening, he called her over into the council. Raked her over the coal simply because it was hot out there, and she unzipped her head covering. And she's doing the same thing that the terrorists do over in Iran. That girl, they cut her with her hair showing a little bit, not completely tied up, and they raked her to the coals and eventually killed her. It's the same, that Hutter, I think, is the same spirit. And once I saw that, I didn't care. I just exposed that thing, because that's what the Lord has called us to expose the unfruitful works of darkness. Mm-hmm. And see, now we're the culprits, you know. They got this thing. It's an upside-down world. That good will be called evil, and evil will be called good. Black will be white, and white will be black. And like I say, it's Satan has infiltrated all that stuff. And if you don't come on board with this here truth, that's the only thing that's left. That's why the Lord prepared us for the last 10 years to bring out the truth and these closing days of time. And if you do not tap into it, what's going to happen? You're just going to do exactly what the Word of God says. If God would not have given us a truth, if God would not have given us a word, if God would not have given us this here chapter, we would all just do exactly what it says over in Romans. We would all evolve into a sodomite. Sodomite lifestyle, and you see it all around the world. If you could not plug yourself into this here truth, you will become another homosexual, another sodomite, because the Bible runs true to form, because God knows the beginning from the end, and he saw what Satan is going to do here in his closing days of time. He's going to throw every kind of filth that mankind has, on mankind so that they do not come in there. Because he's coming down having great wrath, and if you don't plug yourself into this here truth, regardless if it's us, it's not us, it's God's program. But he spent all our life to try to prepare us for the day now we're now living in. And it's like I say, if you don't come on board, if you don't do exactly what the Bible says to him that hears it come, and you don't tell your siblings and your family members and whoever that you know, then you're going to be held liable. Because God's not playing games. And we did, and neither were we playing games. We didn't decide one day that's what we'll do. We were on out before the foundation of the world. Because like I say, God knows the beginning from the end. And he prepared us before the foundation of the world. He somehow knew we'll be coming on here in the closing days of time. And then he knew our makeup. He knew we're not going to cave. And he knew we're not going to compromise. And that's, if we compromise and we cave, we're just another cash along the road of life. We have a lot of people that have been tapping in over the year. And we say something, and it's exactly what the scriptures say, that a sword went forth to sow, and some of that seed fell on a stony heart or in the weeds, and then the devil comes along and snuffs it out. Like I say, some are, man, they can't wait till we come on in the morning, and they're tapped right in there, and all of a sudden, no more sign of them. Just exactly what the scripture says. That word did not find a lodging place in their heart, like it says over in 2 Thessalonians, that God's going to give us the truth, but to see that they did not have a place where the truth could find a lodging place in their heart. And then God said, if they don't accept the truth for your day, God said he'll send them a strong delusion that they'll believe a lie. And the lie is that other thing is it. Over in Iran, the lie is that religious thing over there is it. But see, there's people stepping up to the plate now because it's the closing days of time. Because you and I, we have saturated ourselves with the word. And when the devil comes along, we take it back to the scriptures. God, man shall not live by bread alone. It's not about natural food, naturally. Mm-hmm. It's about the word of God. Mm-hmm. The word of God has saturated. We've saturated ourselves with the word of God. And we can detect these phonies and these lies from a mile off. And we all our life, I was wondering about that religious thing. How come I feel so miserable? And that system. And it took me a lifetime, like I say, to find out. But I found, with a lot of prayer, like that song says, I spend many nights in prayer, wondering what's going on, because I know that my eternal destiny depends on it. And here, I found out I'm being led out to hell and death by these preachers. My dad, he was the best of the best in that system. Then, and I found out that he's just one of those people that's taking people out to hell and death, and he didn't even know it himself, because they're thinking they're doing God a service. When I went up against that program, I was one of the first ones to get me out of there, you know. Mm-hmm. So I came home one day, I hadn't seen my children for months, and they asked me, what are you doing here? I says, I came home to see my children. Oh, he got mad. They're not your children. See, I knew already by then I'm dealing with the devil. Whether it's your dad or your father-in-law, it doesn't matter. It's the spirit of the thing. And he, like I say, he was the best of the best in that system. And he wanted me to continue on with the program. But I saw through that thing, and I couldn't follow him. I couldn't support it, because I knew the Satan is the head on it. So why would I support something that part of Satan? Mm-hmm. Just the way it is.
That's right. Yes. Oh, we know that the first Adam, like it says in 1 Corinthians 15, the first Adam came from the earth. Mm-hmm. God made him out of the dust of the earth. Mm-hmm. But the second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, came from heaven. So we have two Adams here.
Mm-hmm.
We have the carnal man and we have the spiritual man. And that's what a lot of people follow. They just follow the carnal man. They follow the natural bread. Like Jesus said, men should not live by bread alone. And then that's the carnality of man. They just follow the carnality. Like it says in Romans 8, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnal minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So that's where it leads you, life and peace. When you seek the things of God, and when you seek His Word, and that's what we sought for all our lives, ever since we were young. We realized there was something not right with that religious system. And then God slowly started opening up our understanding, what it is, the carnality and the spiritual. You can discern the two. Like, this dictatorship is carnality, because that is not the way the Spirit would lead and guide you, living in a place where there's dictatorship. The Spirit of God does not want a child of God to be in that environment. When you become a Christian, born again, the Lord calls you out. Sure, not everybody has the same calling, and some of them, they can probably live there that way. And but as for me, I could not live in that environment, because my spirit, it was vexing my spirit, because it's totally opposite to the Spirit of God when you will analyze it. Just the same way with America, when you will look at the Constitution and how it was made, it was made for when you will look at the Constitution and the Republic, how it was made for a virtuous people, and that's what the founders said. It's made for a people that have virtue, that want to uphold something that is sovereign, and that's. And then when people don't continue to walk in the Spirit, then the carnality takes over, and then your whole life becomes, like it says here, it brings you to death. It's not life. And that's what comes in then, dictatorship and people that want to destroy it. And you can see what's happening in America, because they let down their guards. And now you have all kinds of viewpoints. You have Marxism, you have communism, you have Roman Catholicism. See, America was not founded on Roman Catholicism. It was founded on Protestantism, when it came out of the Dark Ages, and they wanted to get away from kings and people that would dictate. They wanted a society where the people have the say in how they want to be governed. And that can only be when people want to live upright and a godly life. And that, on the colony, it's the same way. It's a dictatorship. One person gets to decide for the rest of the colony. It's not we the people. That's a free society, how a free society lives. And in the end, that kingdom has to come down, because all the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why when you will look at the whole plan of redemption, God is going to redeem it, all of creation back to Him. But He has means and ways that He does it. It's not the magic thing that happens overnight. It's a plan of redemption. And it's going to take 1,000 years to get it all under subjection.
In the meantime, we have to look around, open up our eyes. What is going on right in front of us? We're talking about these other eyes, whether people like it or not. That's where the Lord took us out of, and that's where He wants us to go in there, because they never did see the light. Mm-hmm. They never had a truth. They're always plugged into this dictatorship system, and they think for 400 years, they've been here for 600 years, and then they're still here, and we're not going to disrupt the program. But I tell you what the end result is. God is coming on the scene now, and He's starting to remove these dictatorships. If you're plugged into that Leonard's program, it's going to take you out to hell, and that whether you like it or not, because it's only built on materialism. Mm-hmm. It's only built on dictatorship system, because he is completely clueless what's going on around him, and he's plugged into, it says, by the fruits you shall know. What are his fruits? What he does, he gets rid of all the opposition, And then he gets make sure his son is his brother. It's all in the family. His brother becomes the second preacher, and then his son he makes some balls, and he all does all these things. It's right, like I say, by the fruits you shall know them. And the same thing with that Paul from Rosebank. What he does, he makes sure one of his sons gets the boss, and then they make preacher, and he makes sure two of his boys get into the cap.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's all built on material, all built on a family structure. It's not built on the spirit of the living
mm-hmm.
God, and they think they're doing God a service, and then when they die, they go down to hell and death. It's just that simple. And this whole thing, what's going on right now around the world, where God is removing all these dictatorships, and then at the end of it, those that will not be removed, when Jesus comes back, those that are still sitting there like these preachers is doing exactly, going to do exactly what the Bible says, the kings of this world, the people that are in a position of kingship. You don't have to have a brain on you and your king like that. That Leonard from Delta, he's actually a king
right.
of the Hutterite system.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to, if he doesn't repent and turn around and accept his here truth, what's going to happen is when Jesus comes back, the kings of this earth, the people that are in a position of power, just 3 years from now, the day of the Lord, and then these people will say to the rocks, fall on us, and to the mountains, cover us. There will be no way of escape. Right now, they can still pretend they're Christians, but they're not. They're nothing but agents of Satan. And we're just trying to open their eyes because there is still grace for them. See, the grace age is over. The time to call out and bride for the Lord Jesus, that season has ended. And right now, what's on here right now, there's only one thing left before all hell breaks loose, is this, that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Like I say, the grace age is over. But grace is not over.
Mm-hmm.
Grace just keeps continuing. Even throughout the millennium, there'll be grace.
Mm-hmm.
Grace of God is God does not want, God wants everybody into that eternal age because he wants a family. That's what this whole program is about. That's why we're down here, because God had such a longing and such a desire to have a family that would voluntarily come and serve him, and that's what we're doing. Once we found out what God's will is for our life, we volunteered. We spent many a night in prayer trying to find our way through the jungle, and like the grace of God, he came on the scene and he told us exactly what needs to be done. He told us what he wanted. He wanted me to go up and expose that diabolical, satanic spirit behind that hard right
mm-hmm.
thing. And it takes a lifetime for people to open up their understanding and their eyes. But here we are in the closing days of time, and it looks like we're not very successful, but it's our job. We got to
mm-hmm.
do what God has haunted out to do, whether people like it or not.
And people think it has to be like that. Oh, that's just the way it has to be, but that is not true. That only comes about when people don't inform themselves, and then they remain ignorant, and that's when the devil can create such an environment that it is a dictatorship. But when people are informed and have know their rights as an individual, God gave us all rights. Don't think that you have no rights, but you hand those rights over when you let yourself be ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
But when you become informed and knowledgeable about the things of God and the things in his word, and that makes you aware that is not the way God has designed people to live. And it's not, you can, just like when you become aware of what the devil has done throughout history, and how he uses weaknesses in society to come in, like he used weaknesses in Iran, in their society back in the 70s, in order to come in with this Marxism, and they come in with this Muslim Brotherhood, and then they take over.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only when people don't allow themselves to become informed and knowledgeable about these things that the devil can do that. Just like the Christmas thing, the Easter thing, the New Year thing. These are all things that people just do and they don't even realize why what they're doing.
See, like I say, if you don't come on board on this chapter, you're going to go out to hell and death. If you think you're going to just swing into heaven and just live in the commune and think you got a ticket to glory, it ain't going to work that way, because we know the fight that we have to put up. And now God has honed us out to be that stone that the builders rejected. And if you don't come on to the Sam and Lorraine chapter, it's like if you're being identified with Sam and Lorraine, that's exactly the reproach of Christ and the hour that we're living in. And Satan has people fear-mongered. If you identify with Sam and Lorraine, you're going to get into trouble from the headhunters, from that Atlanta, from that Acadia guy. They're just taking people out to hell at that, whether they know it or not. And obviously they don't know it because they're thinking they're doing God a service. But here in this closing day of the time, God has taken the rappers off, and then, like I say, they're the kings. They're that Leonard from Delta, he's the king from Delta. He's the king over the Hutterite thing. Just because he doesn't have king all over him, he's still in a position of leadership. And these are the people. When Jesus comes here in 3 years from now, the day of the Lord is on, and then they'll go. He'll say to the rocks, fall on us, and to the mountains, cover us from him that sits on the white horse that's coming back to rule and reign for 1,000 years. See, like we keep saying, God made a blueprint way back before the foundation of the world. Billions and billions of years ago, he made a blueprint, he made this program, and he saw the beginning from the end, and here right now, we're right now in these closing days of time, where that program has pretty much run its course until the millennium sets in. He knows exactly what's going on, and he put it all in the scripture. We just happened to tap into that stream. Mm-hmm. And we're just doing our job, because now we found out what God wants us to do. He just wants us to continue with the truth that's been given to the church, the Laodicea, God, believe you me, if you and I wouldn't be holding the fort, wouldn't be standing up to the plate to protect what has been given, because they're gone already. But see, that's fallen asleep, just like that thing has fallen asleep with that Joe Mandel, who had that out of the body experience, that the Lord took him and he let him know that Hutterite thing is nothing but is not real. And he came back and now he tried his level best to do what he promised that angel, I'll go back and I'll warn these people. But see, they looked at it and they realized it doesn't fit our program, because if we accept his program that Hutterite thing is not it, then we don't have a job. And what they did, instead of accepting the truth for their day, what that man went through, coming back, the agony of his soul, I seen him, I see the tears in his eyes, I seen his lips quiver, because he was bound and determined to send out a warning that Hutterite thing is not it. And for 15 years, that picture was before my eyes, to the point where one day I just couldn't be quiet anymore, and I couldn't stop. I knew I had to find that thing that he wanted, that he said is out there somewhere. And I went on a search, and what shocked me, once I found it, one of the first things I did, I went down there and told his boys, because he had already passed away, and I told his boys, I found that thing that your dad said is out there, let's go look for it. Mm-hmm. And you know, I tell you, the attitude they had was, they wished that he would have died, had that heart attack, would have been fatal right there when he had an heart attack. That's the attitude they had, because they didn't want that thing to come out. They wanted that thing shut down. I told that preacher that. Then I told that junkie that. The same. They didn't want to talk about it. Well, I'm not going to go in his house and push him on it, because there was no point in going on with the program, with his dad wanted. There's no point in telling them that. But I told him I found exactly what your dad was looking for, and would have found if he would have pursued this thing. The minister, Brother Branham, and Brother Jackson, well, they just let it go to sleep again. And then here a few days back, a week or so back, I couldn't sleep, and the Lord reminded me to bring this episode back to life again. Let people know what happened back in 1975 and the early 70s when he had that heart attack. And bring that thing back to life. But see what they did. They do exactly what they did throughout the ages. They'd let it fall asleep. They weren't sober. They weren't vigilant. So that whole thing fell asleep. Until here a few weeks ago, I made contact with his son. And then, like I said, he tapped in. Every day he couldn't wait to get on air, to get on the website, and now all of a sudden for the last few days he just chilled out and he just heard something that didn't fit the narrative, you know? We gotta persevere. That's what this whole thing is about. Even if you say something that doesn't fit your narrative, you just gotta persevere. Because he wants to, it's like that, like it says over in Thessalonians, if that truth did not find a lodging place in your heart, then you go into reasoning. You reason everything out, and before you know, you got your reason out that you don't believe it anymore, and it just becomes a passing fancy, and then what God does, he'll send you an illusion that you'll actually work against it. We've had all these experiences. We've had people come through, and man, they just loved it. They just, for a while, they were floating along, and all of a sudden, something gets sent to their head. Satan gets sent to their mind and into their head simply because they're really not moving on. Like, even right now, they hear a lot of people that hear it, and then they look at it, and they figure it out, and they observe it, and they're trying to reason it out, and then it doesn't fit the narrative, and then they're afraid of what people will say, do, or think if they're identified with us, and then they decide Satan gets in, and Satan diverts them, because they're not willing to put their life on the line. You got to be willing to put your life on the line, because if you don't, then you're going to go out to hell and die. Just that simple, because we know what's going on. We know what we're about. We know that Satan will come along and he'll do exactly what he did with Jesus. He tried to divert him. Man, it does not live, but Satan, these stones, and then they'll become bread. He's just trying to divert Jesus, and he tried to get him off course, and Jesus knew who he was.
Mm-hmm. He was trying to tempt him. Mm-hmm.
And that's what he does with people. When we tell him the truth, Satan comes along and he see people are kind of a little bit interested, and then he fear mongers him. What's that Leonard going to say? What's that Arnold from Acadia going to say? Because this apparently to them, this is the unpardonable sin to be identified with Sam and Rand. Because they got this in their head that this is a Shekinah program, but they don't know that behind the scene God is working, and there'll be some that get it. There'll be some that's going to believe it, because it says, my tables will be full. That's that marriage supper of the Lamb table, where it says, my tables will be full. Even if we have to reach down to the homeless and to the people in the streets, people that are in very little disregarded as nothing but the scum of society, he'll get them to come to the table. But the high and mighty, they're just going to miss it, and they're going to go out to hell and that. See, I didn't write the Bible. We just happened to tap in what God is doing here in these closing days of time, and that we have an adversary. And if you're not hooked into the truth, you'll do exactly what it says over in Rome. If you do not, if God had not given us this word here, you will just become another sodomite like that guy, or a parasite, or abusing children like that preacher over in Prairie Blossom did, and then that other guy down in Silver Winds. You abuse little children. You become a pedophile. That's exactly what the Bible says. If God had not given us this here truth, we would, every one of us would have evolved into a sodomite. And you're going to see sodomite come a sodomite lifestyle with a lot of people, with a lot of preachers, with people you look up to. All of a sudden, evolved into becoming a sodomite. Because if you don't tap into this here truth, that's what you'll become. You have no control over it, because it's a spirit. Everything is driven by a spirit. And if you're not plugged into this here truth, you will be led by that spirit of you become a sodomite. Just that simple. Like I say, we didn't write the Bible. We just finally tapped into it, and we know our calling. We know what God has called us to do. We know what's going on out there. We know what's going on in Israel. We know what's going on with these wars and rumors of war. It's just Satan trying to stop God from filling his program, just like they did back in the prehistoric when he decided he's going to go up against God, and he thought for sure he could unseat God, and that's what he's trying to do to this very day, trying to unseat God, believing that that program that he had is going to go ahead. That's what that globalist is all about. That's why these false religions are all about. Satan trying to fight God behind the scenes. We have to be here in these closing days of time, but we're bound and determined to make it true. We're bound and determined to allow the Word of God to lead and guide us And that's all we do. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And that's who's directing us. That's who this program is all about. It's about the Spirit of the living God.
That's right. Heavenly Father, we just come before you, Lord, and we just pray that people will understand that you can be led by the Word of God, Lord, and the things that are in your Word. We know we found in your Word that you sent a prophet, Lord, and we believed it and we followed it, and Lord, and you sent Brother Jackson to complete what Brother Brennan brought out, Lord. And we're just trying to give it to people, Lord. And that's in the same way that when Jesus said, men shall not live by bread alone, Lord, but everything that comes out of the mouth of God, Lord. The things that you have allowed us to see in this hour, Lord, and time, we're just preserving, Lord, what you have allowed us to see and witness, Lord, so that people can also be partakers of it. And if they can only believe, Lord, you can do something for them and in their lives, Lord. So we just pray for people. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.